Yeah, so if you look at those longer term deficits, we would need several months of above average precipitation to really help extinguish those deficits. So out a year for the driest parts of the state where we have D3 and D4 conditions. Now, we're currently in the third year of La Niña, and again, that is a cold sea surface temperature anomaly that impacts where the jet stream sets up over the United States and hence the storm track. It looks like we'll keep that La Niña through winter, a weak La Niña. And usually that means above average snowpack as we move through winter. So we still have half of January and February, which has been a more active month over the last several years in getting snowfall on the ground. So that's one piece of good news. Another piece of potentially good news, our climate modeling is showing an 82% probability of shifting from La Niña. Again, the third year, when you go back to 1950, only two events of this 3 year magnitude of La Niñas. So a shift to what's called ENSO neutral, which is between La Niña and El Niño, so near normal sea surface temperatures during spring. And if we look at analog years from transitions to ENSO neutral in March, April, May, we do see a wetter signal in eastern Iowa and the near normal conditions across much of the rest of the state. So that signal, coupled with the potential for a more snowpack as we move through the remaining weeks of winter, could suggest we do start putting dents in those precipitation deficits as we get into spring thaw.